May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. There are so many directions that we could go with this morning's gospel lesson. But something keeps standing out to me as I read and reread this piece of scripture. Those disciples walking down the road to Emmaus after Jesus had been crucified, after everything that they expected to happen didn't happen quite like they expected. The reality is, you and I are on a journey. We are walking down a road that I don't think any of us expected to walk down. We in no way were able to plan for and expect and make sense out of the way things are right this minute. But to me, the good news in the gospel lesson today is that even on that journey, Jesus was present with his disciples. Even as they were on the road to Emmaus, Jesus came and walked beside them and shared with them his presence, his love, and his story. So the disciples were busy. The disciples were busy getting about whatever it is they were going to do, walking down the road to Emmaus. And this stranger came and stood among them and walked with them. And they took that as an opportunity when asked the question, "Why do you look so sad?" to tell the story of what had happened. Not all the story, but the story as they knew it to that point. As you and I walk down this road, as you and I walk down this road of living through isolation, of living with things turned upside down in our lives, there's one thing that we can be assured of, that Jesus Christ is present with us in this journey. We can also know that as we share Christ's presence with others, as we tell the story that we're living through and what has happened in our lives, people will be drawn to take this journey with us. I think most of us, no, let me rephrase that, all of us want to get to Emmaus. We want to get to the end of this chapter in our lives and throw up our hands and say, "It's done. We can get back to normal now." But I'm afraid that's not going to happen as quickly as any of us would like. I'm also reminded of the words from Matthew's gospel. Why do we worry so? Why do we worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor is dressed like one of these. So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear, or when will this be over?" For there are so many other people worrying about these things. And your Heavenly Father knows. But on this journey of which we are all partaking right now, let us seek first God and His kingdom. And all of this will be given to us as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will have enough worry of its own, for each day has trouble enough. You and I share this journey today. We will share this journey for weeks to come. But we do so. We do so assured of the fact that Jesus Christ is with us to walk the way that we are walking, to comfort us, and through what we share with others, comfort them as well. We may not get to Emmaus for some time, but thank God we have Christ to be with us in the journey ahead. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped.